think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
You're goofy.
Don't piss me off, Art.
All right, hey, everybody out there. Welcome to our 2015 Christmas special, the third one we've done. And this is Jay Stu. I'm here at the Geekery Restaurant. We're actually here on a Star Wars-themed event. We're recording this actually on the day The Force Awakens comes out, which is pretty awesome. That's my Christmas, really. And what better way to start the show than to talk to my mom, Miriam. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Jason. Merry Christmas to everyone out there who listens.
This is your first time on the podcast, too, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'm going to ask you a couple Christmas questions to start the show.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Yes, The White Christmas.
Bing Crosby?
Yes, I watch that every year. I just love it.
Any Christmas traditions you like to do every year?
I'm trying to think. What do I do every year at home?
Well, you used to have quite the nutcracker collection.
Oh, yes. I still have my nutcrackers, and I still have the ones that you gave me when you were a little kid.
Yeah.
So they go out every year, yes, and cool. Certain things go out every year on the tree, and I still do a lot of decorating.
Yeah, you always have lots of decorations up.
Yes, I do, because I like it.
Cool. And we're having Christmas dinner at your house this year, I
believe? Yes, everybody's coming to my house for dinner.
Cool.
So there'll be turkey and all kinds of vegetables, and I'm trying to think what else we're having. But anyway, there'll be enough food for everybody.
So you work here at the Geekery as well, and I know a lot of stuff has happened here this year, a lot of events, a lot of geek-related things. Do you have a favorite moment that you've experienced in here?
Well, I love the grand opening.
That was a good night.
Yeah, everybody came in costume. It was fantastic, exciting. I also liked the trivia night, which I thought was a fantastic night.
Well, we're doing another one, it looks like.
Good.
Geek Recon?
Yes, I was here for that too. Liked it.
That's cool.
Yes, it's nice because you mingle with everybody. Everybody gets to know you.
Yeah.
The kids love it, the little kids, and
yeah.
It's very good for people that have the special need kids to come. So it's an exciting place to work, lots of fun.
Yeah.
So I really, really do enjoy it.
Do you have a favorite food on the menu?
Not really.
No.
I said I'm not a big poutine eater or anything. I'll just eat whatever at different times. I don't eat a lot here, so.
Cool. Now, earlier tonight, we decided that you and I were going to go see the new Star Wars movie on the 27th, I
guess. Yes.
Now, are you excited about the movie? I know you were the first person to ever take me to a Star Wars movie.
Yes, I am excited to see it because I love movies like that. And, of course, I love Harrison Ford, so I have to go and see him. And then my grandson's going to come with us, and Devin will come with us because he likes it too. So, but I remember when you went to see it and how old you were.
8.
Yes, and you were just fascinated with it.
I remember it was at the old Pendale Theater. I remember that was the very first movie lineup I was ever in.
Yeah.
It was right around the building.
Yeah, it was right around the building. A lot of people. They never thought it would fly.
No.
But boy, I said it took off and everybody seems to enjoy it. I think this one is going to be outstanding. I really do. I'm looking forward to it.
I've heard good things.
Yeah. And I'm glad John Williams is doing the music again.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be very, very exciting.
Well, I heard J.J. Abrams is using the old-style special effects they used to with the models. And
yes, yes.
You didn't really see the prequels, but
no.
It was all green screen and no sets. It was all just actors working on a green stage.
So it's a little bit different now. So.
Yeah, they're back to basics, it looks like.
And I think it makes a much better movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've actually got the ships there to interact with.
Yeah. So, I'm excited about the whole thing.
I think it's going to be better because George Lucas didn't have his hands on this one at all.
Well, he really liked the movie. He saw it twice and loved it.
I heard it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, he's one very smart man when he did
He came up with all those characters and everything.
Yep. And all the merchandise that he made, and he still is making a killing on it. So.
Oh, yeah. A lot for this movie, too.
Yeah. A lot of new things.
Yeah.
But I still like the old. I still want to see the old familiar to me again. So I do like the new. So I think it'll be interesting. I think the characters this time are very, very different. So.
Yeah, a lot of new characters, but a lot of the old favorites coming back.
That's why.
First time in 30 years.
That's why I want to see it. So.
Cool.
I'm sure we'll enjoy it together like we did when you were little.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Any movies you're looking forward to next year?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to, if it comes out next year, is to the sequel to Independence Day.
You know what? I saw the trailer for it, and I've been making fun of this movie since I heard it was announced, but it looks decent.
Yeah, and I like the characters in it.
And it takes place 20 years later in real time, I guess.
Yeah, so that's good. I'm looking forward to that. There's also, I forget what the other movie was I wanted to see. They're doing a sequel to that. But, of course, I'm going to watch The X-Files on TV
when that's coming
back, so that's interesting. So,
you got your Star Trek movie next year.
That's right, and I'm a big Trekkie.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Okay, so that'd be good, too. Looking forward to that. So, that's the only time I get to go. It's with you.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a good year movie-wise, I think.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, you know, thanks for leading off the Christmas special. And
I'm glad to do it.
We'll see you Christmas Day, and hope you have a great New Year as well.
Yes, I'll be home doing nothing, eating my shrimp and steak.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks, Mom.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jason.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
What is it, kiddo?
I have a present for you, MacGyver.
Well, thank you, Violet. You didn't have to do this.
It's a hamster.
No way.
Not really, but I didn't wrap it too good.
Are you kidding me? This is great. You know, when I was about your age, I used to give my mom stuff and it was wrapped in old comic book pages. But she didn't mind. She always said, it's the thought that counts. Thanks for thinking of me, Violet.
Welcome.
That was a nice story. About your mother. Yeah. Well. Christmas, you know.
All right, welcome back to our Christmas extravaganza here at We Got the Geek, recording this year from the Geekery Restaurant. Real happy to be back here with our good friend Vinny Thompson again. How's it going, man?
Hello, it's going good.
So you've been kind enough to come out to the Star Wars event we're having as we're recording this, so thanks for that.
No problem. Seemed like the thing to do after I went to see the actual movie at the theater.
Yeah, and you were saying, without spoiling anything, it's a good movie?
It's worth the wait.
Worth the wait, okay. Okay. So since it's a Christmas show, is it cool if we ask you a couple Christmas questions?
Fire away. Nothing too personal, though.
Walt, do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas? Oh, yeah. Bad Santa.
Totally nice.
That's a great one.
I love that movie.
They're finally doing a Bad Santa 2, I guess.
Are you kidding? I haven't heard that.
Yeah, probably next Christmas.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm on board. I want to see that.
Nice. Do you have I know you do a lot of these events and things like that. Do you have a geek highlight of 2015?
Geek highlight. Yes. I got to premiere my third book at the Toronto Comic Con, the March one, on my birthday.
Nice.
And that was the highlight. I love that. That was huge because it was my birthday. I got to publish a book that I was really proud of and premiere it right on the actual day of.
That's pretty awesome.
I have to say that was my 2015 highlight.
Nice. Do you have any Christmas traditions around the Thompson household?
Christmas traditions. Well, there's definitely spiked eggnog.
Nice. Cool.
If I'm lucky and if I have a friend that breezes in the town, there's some Christmas brownies.
You had any holiday plans this year?
Just kind of sticking around the house, probably watching videos and having spiked eggnog and just kicking back.
Cool. I know you're hard at work on, you were saying, Vinny and Bud issue 4.
Yes. I had to put it on pause for a couple of months. Bonzo told me to do posters of Star Wars. So I spent the last 2 months doing that, but now I'm excited to go back to writing the storyline for Vinny and Bud Book 4.
Oh, very cool. We definitely can't wait. It's a great series, man.
Thank you.
And I would say, I don't know if I've told you this, but the table you did here at the Geekery is really awesome as well.
Oh, I love doing that table. It makes me happy when I see people at the table eating. Like, you know,
nice.
They're looking at my characters and, you know, hopefully maybe say, oh, where are those from? You know, and hopefully, like, they get to read the series, too.
Cool. I know she's got some of your artwork up on the walls here, too.
Oh, yeah. She's very good, like, posting all the artists, our up-and-coming artists work on the wall. It's so great that we're all allowed to display our art here.
Oh, it's great. I mean, you guys deserve it. It's all great work. We're always impressed.
Oh, well, we love to do it. I'm sure each and every person that has art on this wall has loved doing it. Like, it's such a great thing to be able to do, to be able to put something on paper and make it look really cool and put it up on a wall, you know?
Cool. You got any movies you're looking forward to next year?
Oh, definitely Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see Batman versus Superman. I think that's going to be great. The new Avengers that's coming out next year. Oh, yeah, there's a few of them, so
definitely
quite a few blockbusters.
Oh, great. Well, dude, we look forward to seeing you at some more events next year, and I got my fingers crossed for Geekery Con 2, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, for sure. It should be a great time.
No, thanks again so much for all the help you've given us this year and for coming to Geekery Con and all the great interviews.
I'm happy to be invited.
Well, definitely. Well, you're a great dude, and we always love talking to you. And I hope you have a great Christmas, and have all the best in 2016.
Thanks, Jason. Right. Very same to you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it! Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, comix.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
Oh boy, Alan, Santa Claus.
Great, you get to bring gifts to children all over the world.
I don't know who's been naughty or nice.
I do.
You'll never know which house he'll turn up in, except on Quantum Leap Wednesday.
All right, welcome back to the 2015 We Got the Geek Christmas Extravaganza. Recording it live from the Geekery this year. Here with the lovely Sarah taking photos for me and helping out.
Hi.
That's maybe the most we'll get out of Sarah on the show today.
Probably.
Yeah. But I'm real happy because joining me right now is someone who's really helped us out a lot this year. We have Danielle, the Wonder Librarian. How's it going?
Good, and may the force be with everyone again today, as today is the day of Star Wars. And yes, I love it.
Yeah, it's to me, it's like the real Christmas. Star Wars is out today. While we've run into you, some Christmas questions I'd like to ask. ask you if that's cool.
Okay, shoot, no problem.
First of all, do you have any favorite Christmas movies?
Christmas movies, my top ones are always Home Alone, for sure. And actually this year, me and my friend are taking a road trip to Chicago, and we're going to visit the Home Alone house, and we're going to do a Home Alone location tour and video. So I'm taking it to the next level this year. And I like Elf, too. What
fantastic.
Else? The Santa Claus, all of them. Die Hard's pretty good.
Thank you.
I have all the non-traditional. Like, anything featuring Christmas, I consider a Christmas movie. So I've now put Harry Potter in that. So now I watch all the Harry Potters at Christmas, too, because it happens during Harry Potter. Yeah.
Might I add Iron Man 3 to the list as well?
Yeah, we can do that. No problem. If there's a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They exchange Christmas presents in that movie.
Okay. Also, Step Brothers, because they have Christmas presents that they put in the oven.
Yeah. Lethal Weapon?
Sure. Anything. It stretches.
Yeah. I knew someone that was going to watch, I think, Predator, because someone mentions Christmas in it.
Just one word?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's good. I'll take that.
That might be reaching.
I'll add it to my list. It's fine.
Can we add Jessica Jones, because Luke Cage keeps saying Sweet Christmas?
I haven't seen that yet. Is it good?
And I like it. Sarah just hit her head.
She's, now you're reaching.
Yeah.
Okay. Really reaching.
Now we're reaching. Any Christmas traditions around your home?
It's a little different this year. My family, everyone's moved out now, all three girls, so we're doing things a little different. We used to do the whole get up Christmas morning, play with stuff all day. It's the best day. I usually use it for gaming, like any new games I got. Yeah. I just do that the whole time. Last year I played Back to the Future, and I played the whole thing.
Nice.
And like I said, the Harry Potter thing's the new thing now. So I'm like reestablishing Christmas stuff, but yeah, usual.
Cool. Now, do you have a geek highlight of 2015?
I think there's been a lot of them. I've mentioned the Back to the Future table that I did here. That was cool.
Definitely.
I really liked GTA Comic-Con. That was a lot of fun, too. I did the Star Wars mini carnival. Had Star Wars-themed stuff there. Ooh, so many things. Just doing interviews, doing radio shows, like... Oh, GeekeryCon was awesome, too. See, that's the thing. I'm racking my brain. There's so many things are there that I can't even get everything out. But, yeah, lots. It's been a good year.
I've said it before to you. One of my highlights personally this year was, reacquainting myself with you.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that I made the list.
Reestablishing the friendship. And
it's all good.
It's been great. Like, you've helped us out a bunch of times, and we appreciate it.
Well, all the opportunities have come from here, and now I get to tell everyone that I'm coming here all the time doing new events, and it's all because of this place, really. So, Geekery, come here. It's fun.
And let's add again the Sean Sullivan interview as well.
Yes, that was an epic moment. Oh, my God, why didn't I even mention that one? I interviewed a guy from Back to the Future, my favorite movie. That was a big one.
Come on, Danielle.
Yeah, if it meant Michael J. Fox, I just wouldn't even be alive because I would not be able to get it out.
Coma.
Yeah.
I would be, too. That'd be somebody I'd really want to meet.
Mm-hmm. Someday it'll happen. Bucket list. It's happening one day.
Yeah, but we even met Christopher Lloyd, didn't you?
I did, yeah. And I gave him a painting. So he's got one of the original Back to the Future canvases that I did. I think it was my first one, actually. It was only like a 2-second meeting, but he's very nice. He's very quiet as a person, I found. And he's not eccentric like Doc is, and I've found that over watching interviews with him, that kind of thing. And then I accidentally, when I was leaving, I kind of looked back and I was just like, I love you. And then I kept walking. And I don't know if you heard that, but I remember I did it.
Now, fingers crossed that Leah Thompson comes to one of our conventions in the area next year.
I'm hoping Niagara Comic-Con or Hamilton Comic-Con. I would really love that as a makeup for the last time when she didn't make it. But
I would love you to get that print you made to her.
Oh, yeah, Duck to the Future. She's got to have that on her wall sometime.
Definitely.
She seems cool. Like, I've seen her in lots of interviews, and I think she'd be really fun, so.
All right, cool. Now, I know you go to the movies a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite movie of this year and one you're really looking forward to next year?
This year, I'm trying to think of what came out this year. I usually make a list, and I just go through it of all the movies that are coming out. I thought Ant-Man was pretty good. I really like Southpaw, actually.
Okay.
I don't know why that was such a standout. I'm looking forward to Deadpool, and I know that there's a whole bunch, but I haven't quite gone through my January to July list, so I've got to go and really like rack it up. But yeah, Deadpool. I'll say that.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, thanks for taking the time to talk to us on the Christmas special this year.
It's always a pleasure. Oh my God, I didn't mention Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I'm ridiculous. Star Wars. Well, I've been obsessed with it for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
You did your homework and everything.
Yeah, I know. God. Where's my brain?
Nice. Well, have a great Christmas.
Force.
And the Force.
Yeah.
We wish you all the best in 2016.
You too.
We definitely look forward to working with you again. And fingers crossed, Geek Recon 2.
Yep. I'll be there.
Excellent. Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah,
and happy holidays.
You too.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Look on there. Read that. What's that say? It says, Merry Christmas, Flash. Come on, you're done.
Oh, J.D.
Hello, Jesse. I was just wondering if you all could spare a little Christmas cheer for one of your fellow citizens. Namely me.
J.D., you just get yourself in here. Merry Christmas, J.D. Hey, everybody, look. Look who come to see us.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's me. Merry Christmas, everybody. And God bless us, everyone.
Oh, boss, why don't you join in with us? Come on, everybody, let's do Deck the Halls.
Listen. Did you boys put bells on Maudine the Mule?
No, sir.
Do you reckon?
Tis the season to be jolly.
Listen, now don't laugh. If it could happen anywhere, it would happen in Hazard County.
All right, welcome back to our Christmas episode 2015. And we're here at the Geekery, here at a great Star Wars event, actually. We're rocking out to the Imperial March right now. Very proud, once again, to be here with someone we met earlier this year, and she's helped us out immensely over the course of the year. Great friends now. The always awesome Candy Cosplay.
Hello!
How's it going?
Oh, amazing.
Cool. We want to thank you for coming out to this event.
No problem. Thank you for asking me.
Oh, it's a given. It's a given. Anytime we have a big event here,
yes,
cosplay and, you know, included, we're going to ask you.
Anything to do with costuming, I'm like there.
Nice. So since this is our Christmas episode, is it cool if we ask you some Christmas questions?
Oh, for sure.
Do you have any favorite Christmas movies?
Yes. Elf.
Good choice.
Everyone in my household hates me for it because every time it's on, it doesn't matter where it is, I have to watch it.
It's a great movie, though.
I love it. Then it goes probably Christmas with the Cranks, Jingle All the Way, and Home Alone. I love the Home Alone. I only love the ones with Macaulay Culkin, though. I cannot watch Home Alone 3 or any of them because it's not the same.
I saw the other ones for the first time last year. There was some marathon of all four of them. They're terrible.
Yeah. I couldn't. I flicked Home Alone 3, and I realized it wasn't Macaulay Culkin. I was like, no.
Cool. Do you have any Christmas traditions around the old household?
Well, the past couple years with me and my friends, we've been getting together doing a Christmas party. We've started a friend tree. So we have two Christmas trees up, and every year we all get together and we make Christmas ornaments. It doesn't matter. It can be a Christmas ornament all the way to like a piece of cat poo with eyeballs. It can be anything your little heart desires. Like this year, I made an Ewok. My friend made cat poo with eyeballs.
Cool. Well, you do love the Ewoks.
Yes. I made this thing something out of, like, that Crayola craft foam clay. And I carved it, made it, and then I painted it, added a little hood and everything.
Oh, wicked.
This thing's epic.
Nice. Any big holiday plans this year?
Well, we're just having, like, Christmas dinner, loud music.
Yeah.
But we're having our Christmas dinner with our family and everything. Christmas Eve, we're going out with my husband's side, which we're going to his uncle's for the first time. Since I've been married with him, we always went to his aunt's. This year, we're going to his uncle's, which I'm excited to change the pace. And then Christmas Day, dinner with the family, and then we're going to go see Star Wars.
Nice. I'll tell you a little secret. Earlier tonight, we got offered free Star Wars tickets.
Oh, my God.
In here in the Geekery.
Oh, wow.
About an hour ago.
Oh, wow.
For 7:30.
Oh, wow.
Like, I kind of have to be here.
It's like that. You want to do it, but
yeah. Well, like, I have friends from out of town like yourself, and, like, got to be here.
Yeah.
We got tickets. Bye.
Oh, you silly.
Love you, bye.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I know you've done a lot of shows and stuff like that this year. Do you have a favorite geek highlight of 2015?
Probably when I was dressed as Maleficent at Fan Expo, this little girl came up to me, and I seen her standing at the end of my aisle, and the mom's doing the, yep, go to her, and the little girl just, like, ran. And so I came out from around my booth, and she was so little, she was, like, up to my knee, so I got down to her, and she didn't want to let me go. She just wanted to be with me and hug me.
That's great.
Yes, so that was my favorite moment. It had to have been that moment. And also, it is seeing the children when they know who you are and they're excited to see that character. Because I was dressed up as, it wasn't at a con, it was when I was doing a photo shoot as Ariel, Little Mermaid.
Right.
My photographer's sitting there, and all of a sudden, these two little girls come just off the beach strip. We're in Hamilton there, beach strip, and they're, like, right behind my butt. My photographer's like, Ariel? Because she didn't want to call me Candy in front of them. It's like, Ariel. So I turned around because I was posing, and I saw them, and they're just like, oh my God, Ariel! This is like, my photographer, she couldn't say no because they were kids. She was just like, do your thing. They scared away our birds, though. We had a beautiful shot. Like, there was the seagulls all sitting there. And we thought, oh, my God, it's going to be beautiful. And the kids came and they were gone. But besides that, it was, I just loved the children.
That's good. That's good. Well, I mean, we met you in March, and pretty much at every event, we've seen you in a different costume.
Yes.
And they've all been awesome.
I'm kind of like a chameleon, people say, because I think it's your brother-in-law.
Yeah, Dean.
He had no clue who I was at the Christmas party till halfway near the end of it when I was about to go. He comes up to me, he's like,
yeah.
You're Candy. I am so sorry. Because I'm different every time.
but I think that's the mark of a good cosplayer.
Yeah. Because I get that a lot. Someone will come up to my booth, and they'll be like, is this all you? Or they'll be like, oh, who is this? I'm like, it's all me. And they're like, really? And some girl, actually, was at the Hamilton Film X. She came up to my booth. I think I went to the washroom, and Lumen was there. And the lady's like, she's photoshopped Angelina's face onto hers. And Lumen went, no, that's her. And she goes, no, I know she I can tell she 100% Photoshop. And Lumen's like, no, I watched her put on that makeup. I've seen her do it. That is her. So that just means she did her job if you're thinking it's Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Well,
that's awesome.
Yeah, the girl didn't want to believe Lumen.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I remember Niagara Falls. That's when you debuted that costume,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that was my big wins. We're making a new set that when you pull on them, they're going to extend.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, my dad's helping me with all the metal work on them.
Well, I was going to ask you, like, what other cosplays do you have in the works?
Oh, there's a lot. There's one I have an idea. I want to start it, but I don't have the fun fur for it. Or fake fur. I need orange fake fur. It's a creature from League of Legends. Its name's Gnar.
Okay.
And it looks like kind of like a squirrel mixed with a fox type little creature, big bulgy eyes. But he's so adorable, and he's got a tail and everything, and I just want to be it. So I'm going to try a little fabric swatch of dyeing, because I have white fur at home. I'm going to try a fabric swatch and see how dyeing it orange goes, and if not, then I'm going to have to hunt down orange fur. I want to do that. Then my Malfiel from Diablo 3, my Angel of Death, he's in the works, or it's just she, because I'm turning into a girl. I have the breastplate done, the gauntlet done, the dress. I ended up buying the dress because I wasn't sure. Like, I was going to make, sew it all, and then I just saw this dress, and it worked perfectly, which I'm going to alter the crap out of it. We're adding a hood to it. We're taking a front panel, adding silver to it. So we're changing it up from what it originally was. But I still have to do all the shoulder pad work, the weapons, and that's another one that's kind of there. And then Maleficent, like, 2.0. Trying to get her done. Because I have to bring her to the Northern Ontario Expo.
Oh, wow.
Because they loved my Maleficent. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to bring her for you guys. Just need the new wings.
Oh, cool. So,
and my mother-in-law actually told me how to stiffen fabric, the fabric stiffener.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about doing that. Sitting there trying to figure out how can I do the wings so when they go up, they just don't droop.
Right.
And she's like, fabric stiffener. I was like, I never thought of that. So good tip from the mother-in-law.
Nice. Cool. Now, you're actually ringing in the new year at a cosplay event.
Yes.
Well, right?
Yes, I'm excited about that. Because once Steve asked me, he was like, would you be interested? He's like, can you do two costumes? I was like, two costumes? He's like, yeah. He goes, just change halfway through the night. Be one character because there's, I think it's kids at first for a while.
Yeah.
He goes, be one character for half of it and then change later on. And I was like, oh, my God, yes, doing this. And my mom bought me, it was actually an early Christmas gift, it's a Ewok about to the sides of my up to my knee. I walked around Canadian Tire holding this thing. Everyone laughed at me because I was hugging it as I was walking. I was so excited to have this thing. Which he's got Candy King, so I'm going to take the Candy King out, give him a spear, and I'm going to do Speeder Bike Leia, but without the helmet.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So I have fabric. Well, you guys can't see, but the fabric for my Mara Jade cape, I have more of that. So I'm going to make her poncho. And so I think that's going to be my beginning costume, and then switching to Mara later because she's more revealing.
Very cool. Now, I got to ask you this. A lot of people don't know this, but earlier tonight, we were at the Niagara Square, and you and your friends and Sarah and your mom did a Star Wars flash mob.
Yes.
Lightsaber duel with loud music, the works.
Yes.
What were your feelings and thoughts about
that?
Oh,
my God. First, when we showed up, there was nobody there. We're all like, oh, my God, what do we do? Are we still doing this? And I was talking to my sister-in-law, and she's like, we should just do it no matter what. Just do it. She goes, because even if we just put it online and get it going online, people are going to see it. And we're like, okay, yeah, we got this. So then we walked up to Chris and Vader. Sorry, I don't know Vader's name, but...
Vader.
And we were like, are we still doing this? And he's like, yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're like, okay, we got this. And then me and Sarah were battling partners.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome. I got a lot of pictures of you guys alone.
That was fun.
So.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And every time we missed, we giggled. Every time. We knew we wouldn't hold our composure, though, if we missed. We knew it, because we're just like, okay, we got this. And then... And then I turned off your lightsaber.
Yeah, I turned off my lightsaber. I was like...
Well, that happened to my husband. They were dueling, and his stepfather hit his lightsaber off the button on his and turned his lightsaber right off. So Kylo Ren didn't have his lightsaber going.
You guys all looked awesome. All the costumes were great.
Oh, my God. I love that the guy came out and gave us crap, but nice crap. He was just like, I let you guys do it twice. Third time was a little much. You guys got to go. But that's the thing of a flash mob. You do it till you get in trouble.
Yeah.
And if they come out and say, hey, you guys got to go, you're like, okay, we're good.
You guys were out there a good 20, 25 minutes.
I know.
Though.
I got to dueling with my sister-in-law. And me and her, we were tired. Like, our legs were tired. So we're like, okay, we'll just kind of dance and do this kind of cool. And so we just kind of circled each other like we were like wild animals hunting for the kill.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. And we just kind of were like, hey, we got this. And then at one moment, I was double dueling Sarah and my husband Andrew and my stepfather-in-law there. He was like, he was trying to figure a way he could throw me his green lightsaber, but he's like, this ain't gonna work, you're not gonna catch this thing. And then I fell on my butt.
Yeah,
my cape's a little long, and I stepped back on my cape and went boop, but it worked because Sarah force pushed me. So really, that's what happened.
Yeah,
I classically fell because of Sarah.
It was all the force.
Yeah, it was
force. We'll blame it on Sarah this time.
Everything else is...
Cool. Now, any movies in 2016 you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I am excited to see Captain America.
Definitely.
I'm very excited to see that. The new Harry Potter. Well, it's not Harry Potter. It's based off the books.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see that. I was just looking at them all, too. They're making an Assassin's Creed movie.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about that. When I was scrolling through the upcoming movies, and there it was, I was like, what? I'm excited about that, because I've been an Assassin's Creed fan since they brought it out.
And you're both excited about World of Warcraft?
Oh, my God, yeah, World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. I can't wait.
Yes, it looks brilliant.
Oh, it does. I'm super excited.
Still want the new expansion.
I just got the mount, actually. My guild down the moose mount.
Yeah.
They're like, you're a real Canadian now, because they're all American. I was like, I got my moose.
Hey, what's the best present you ever got for Christmas?
Best present I ever got for Christmas? Oh.
Yes.
There were many Christmases there where I got Star Wars to death. That was pretty good. I woke up, had a Millennium Falcon.
Nice.
Or Falcon. I always say it wrong. Since I was little, it's always been that thing I can't say. Last year, I ended up getting Sting from Lord of the Rings from my husband, and a Daenerys Targaryen dragon egg, and it had a glass egg inside, so when you took off the outer shell, it has a glass egg of the color of the dragon inside. I think it would have been a little cooler, though, if they hand-blown a dragon into the middle of that glass, but it was still the mimic of the color.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool.
I'm trying to think what the very best one is, though. That's hard. I've had a lot of pretty cool Christmases when it comes to my nerding out. I'd have to say it's a toss-up between getting the Sting, because I wanted it for years, and it just happened to be there, and it was my first sword, and I was like, yes.
Cool. Well, I'm going to flat out tell you guys that my favorite highlight, personally, of this year was the GeekeryCon that
I
planned.
Oh, my God, yes. I love that, too. We need to do that again.
I was happy. I was proud of that one.
Geekery 2016!
I'm hoping. Part two?
Part two.
I gotta say thank you again for all your help with that
one. Oh, no problem. I was excited. Like, you guys asked me. I was like, yes?
Actually, it was at GeekeryCon that Candy and I first met.
Yep. I talked to her about her necklace, and then that's how we kind of, and I was like, hey, Facebook ad.
And I awkwardly hugged her goodbye, because I'm like, I don't even know her.
I always hug people, though.
I know, and I was like,
that's my thing. People are like, go to give me a handshake. I'm just like, nope. Hugs. I give hugs.
Yeah, I think I even hugged you in March when I first met you.
Yep. I give hugs. That's what I tell everybody. I'm like, I don't care
with that.
I'm like, I don't care if you don't want, you're gay.
Cool. Well, you know, like I said, we appreciate everything you've done for. You've done so much for us this year, which we appreciate.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to seeing more from you in 2016. And hopefully, you won't get sick of us.
No, never.
All right. Well, thank you.
Awesome.
Well, I hope you have a great Christmas. And
I hope you guys do too.
All the best in 2016.
Yes, same to you.
All right, thank you.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
Each holiday season, 11,000 planes take off.
This is Dulles Control Tower. Go ahead.
And 11,000 planes land.
I've got 230 people flying on petrol fuel.
But tonight, on Christmas Eve...
The tracking system's down.
Oh, God, no.
We need to land now.
It will all
switch
come...
Switch the backup systems.
ILS landing system is down. Someone shut us down.
To a complete
They've
stop.
Taken over the airport.
Is the only chance anyone's got.
How can the same thing happen to the same guy twice?
Bruce Willis, Die Hard 2. Die Harder. opens June 29th.
All right, we're still here at the Geekery, and we're winding down our Christmas episode. But I'm joined here by the man himself, our co-partner in crime, of course, best photographer out there right now, our good friend Ryan McNabb. How's it going, sir?
It's going pretty good. Definitely some good times.
Yeah, so 19 events we covered this year, sir.
I think that's the most by far. Hopefully, maybe we can beat that next year.
Well, thanks to the Geekery, we've had a lot of stuff this year.
No, I think being partnered up with them with a lot of the events is definitely getting We Got the Geek out there. Not to mention the different events that the different cons we've been invited to, or, as I recall, the Star Wars one that you participated in.
Yeah, so do you have a favorite moment, podcast moment this year?
They've all been pretty good, man. I mean, we've met some new people.
Yeah.
In fact, I think ones that we can call We Got the Geek pretty good friends.
Yeah, like Candy.
Yep.
And Jody and the Pink Power Ranger, and that's just off the top of my head.
And then that's just the cosplayers.
Ryan Fleming.
And then other entertainment hosts like Ryan Fleming.
Yeah. It's all been good. I want to throw GeekeryCon out there. I've been throwing that out all night on the show. That was a good one.
That, you know what? I have to admit, that was a pretty good event. I think if we get the word out a little bit more. But, yeah, no, just even our second trivia night, or annual trivia night, turned out really well. Even better than the first time, so.
Yeah, we're looking at putting another one out in 2016, hopefully.
No, most definitely. I think 2016 is going to be our year even better. Like I said, let's push it for more than 19 events.
I think so. That was pretty awesome. I've got to meet Teal.
Yeah. Actually, didn't you say, even though I didn't get a chance to do the photos for that one, they said they were impressed.
Yeah.
And how you handled the interview, so.
Well, they asked us back to Fan Expo, so
yeah.
They're very impressed. There's another one of those coming up in March. Maybe they'll ask us back.
Yeah, no, I hope so.
That would be sweet. Any big holiday plans this year, sir?
No, just with family. I wish I was in Florida right now.
Oh, I hear ya.
But no, just, you know what, just hanging out with family, good times, family and friends.
That's cool. I don't know, I was going to make a firefly crack, but I'll keep that to myself.
Oh.
Come on, I have to.
Yeah, of course. No, just, you know what, just not really going out to parties as much, just staying in with the family, watching your good old Christmas specials, Home Alone, Christmas Story, your typical Christmas movies.
Doctor Who Christmas with River Song this year.
Oh, I can't, it's in the theaters this year,
yeah.
On the 28th, I saw
it is,
that.
Yeah.
It'd almost be worth it just to go for that.
Yeah, Capaldi meeting River Song, he's not going to take her shit.
That, it's going to be interesting, though, because you got to remember, they've gone beyond the 12th Doctor. Like, how does, I mean, River Song going to come into play, right?
Oh, we'll find out, I guess. And are you psyched for Star Wars?
I'm here. A lot of people have gone back to see it a second, third time, so obviously...
Fourth now, some people I know.
Well, just some of the friends on our Facebook that are with the 501st in the Niagara region have gone to see it a couple times, so...
Definitely.
So, and I've been staying away from the spoilers.
Me too.
But the good thing is that people said it's probably going to beat the box office record.
Good.
Better than Jurassic Park, better than Avatar.
Get rid of Avatar, get rid of Titanic. I hate them.
Well, Avatar was the one that beat the record.
Avatar's number one, followed by Titanic.
I thought it... Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jurassic World, though, this year made it to number three all time.
You got to figure, though, it hasn't even opened up in China yet, so it's
going
to be interesting to see what it's going to look at.
I can't wait, brother. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have to do a review for that one.
Oh, most definitely. Well, the thing is, I won't be able to get a chance to see it until next year.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm seeing it yet either, to be honest with you.
I think it's still a little bit hectic.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to make it. It's Christmas week, so...
Exactly.
Wow, our third Christmas special. Can you believe that?
It's a long time coming, man. It's hard to believe we've been out that long.
I remember 2 years recording it in the basement with you.
I still remember our first Christmas session, so...
It was good. Hey, it's Jeff Russo.
You're in sketchbook, so I came over.
Cool. Well, welcome to our Christmas episode.
Wait, you're standing under the beam. You're like half the Geekery, half the sketchbook. Different time zone.
Now I'm under the...
And the lovely Sarah.
Hello.
She was with me earlier tonight when we interviewed Candy for the Christmas special.
Yes, yes, I was.
That's probably the most she'll say, right?
Yeah.
She prefers to be called the lovely Sarah.
The lovely Sarah. My mom opened the Christmas show, too.
She's ending it right now.
There she is again, having cheese and stuff.
Cheese and cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
She's telling me about White Christmas.
Yeah.
It's on Sunday night, and I won't be able to see it. Because I've got new people over, so I'm not going to go downstairs and say, okay, guys.
On Sunday night?
Yes.
Why not?
Not Sunday night. Christmas night.
Oh, why? I'm going to try and find a TV and watch Doctor Who.
Well, on Sunday night?
Christmas night.
Friday? Well, you'll have to go up into my bedroom
and
watch it.
I'll wait.
I think your mom just invited you up to her bedroom.
Joe would never let you watch Doctor Who downstairs.
Well, let's close the show all creepily, like, huh?
Hey, been worse. You know it.
Yeah, so good things in 2016, everybody. And Terry's here.
Hey, how's it going?
Joining our Christmas show.
Welcome to the Christmas show. Terry, who you might recall, is the savior of We Got the Geek.
Lovely Sarah, Savior Terry.
Yes, Savior Terry.
This Friday we celebrate the birth of the Savior.
Terry. That's not January 10th.
I'm 100% okay with celebrating Terry over it.
That's not January 10th.
All right, let's celebrate Terry.
All right, we can do that.
Three cheers for Terry.
Again, January 10th.
Blasphemous.
And let me, I'm going to throw this out there, too. We were talking about highlights of the year. Me and Terry got the fan chicks in here. Let's be honest.
The fan chicks.
Yeah.
Thank you for the strippers, Terry.
No problem.
Thank you for the Chewbacca.
No problem. Thank you. That Chewbacca.
Yeah, that Chewbacca is going to be burning in my mind for a while.
Thanks for the dancing Wookiee.
I'm sad I missed it.
And Sean Lafferty here on our Christmas episode.
Oh, awesome. Merry Christmas, all.
Merry Christmas, Sean Lafferty. You weren't pole dancing this week.
No.
Didn't have a pole.
That's
it
true.
Well, I pulled something last time I did it. So.
Oh, well, that's not good.
No.
That is not good at all. Wow, this is awesome. We're all together. God bless us all at the Geekery.
Okay, Timmy.
Timmy.
Timmy, I bless you all.
God bless you all.
All blessed.
That's the Holy Ghost.
And I'm my Christmas carol.
Is Sarah and is Terry and Jeff drunk?
No.
Oh my God, not even close.
Terry's been hitting it.
Is Sean Lafferty?
I've been drinking ginger.
No.
Oh.
He's been hitting it hard.
That'd be sad.
I'm the bartender.
You guys have holiday plans this year?
No idea how that happened.
Lots of family stuff.
Yes.
My kids?
Yeah.
My kids, and then my kids some more.
Eating. Cool. Lots and lots of eating. Yay!
Whoa. Last minute shopping. Booyah.
And three cheers to Terry. She finally saw the Back to the Future trilogy.
She did.
Yay!
That's a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle.
Nice.
Now she can get all those references. It's magical, really. It's a miracle.
Oh, then you'd get my phone now.
Sadly, this is a podcast, and the visual joke doesn't work.
No.
Hey, everybody, look at this.
She's showing her. I don't care about that.
Okay. Firefly is your next mission.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Never mind.
You haven't seen Firefly or Serenity?
Oh, no. Come back here. We still have.
No. Come here. Give me five. That's a good thing.
No.
We announce our breakup of We Got the Geek.
You will not be hearing Jay Stu on the next podcast.
You remember your girlfriend actually likes fireflies.
I know.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know how she's with you, but
you tried carefully.
It was this charm and wit.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Jay?
And not my hatred of Wash.
How could you possibly hate Wash?
I don't know.
Jay. Yeah. Why do you hate Wash, Jay?
Pirate Steve, I like.
Wash might be the second coming.
Anyhow,
we're whispering about. But again, this is a
real quick format. Because I've been asking everybody this all night. Favorite Christmas movie of all time.
I have to say Scrooged.
Scrooged is good, but I'm going Christmas Vacation.
Nice.
Die Hard.
Yeah. Yes.
Die Hard is a very cool.
I'm gonna go with the classic, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Sweet.
With or without Jim Carrey?
With.
Wait.
To be honest, I have to change my answer. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Truly
my favorite.
It's a tie between A Christmas Story and Christmas Vacation.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. What was your answer?
A tie between A Christmas Story and Christmas Vacation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that you said there was a tie in only one movie. So.
No.
Like, that's really not a tie.
It's not a tie, but no. Christmas
what about yours?
Die Hard.
Okay.
Die Hard it's on my list of things.
Die Hard's legit.
Oh, you haven't seen Die Hard yet either?
Of course not. Trust me.
There's
a list being made of all the things that needs to be shown to her.
At some point, I'm going to tie you into a fucking chair and use toothpicks to prop your eyes.
Oh, you're gone. Like Clockwork Orange style?
And then I'm just going to make you watch all these movies.
Oh, God.
You can just ask me to hang out. We can just watch movies. Just we don't need any.
Every now, eye drops. Just, you know, make sure she's still pitching out. No,
you're not even going to be able to go to school or work because you're going to be literally watching movies nonstop.
Again, Jeff turning the Christmas show into a creepy broadcast.
Somebody had to.
Jeff, you have to stop announcing all your plans.
Hey, inside voice, Jeff. We've talked about this.
That was inside.
All right. Well, guys, I'll say thank you to all of you for all the help you've given us this year. Jeff is our guy we go to, and we do the comic book talk in his shop, which we
and
appreciate.
You need something creepified.
And, yeah,
absolutely.
Creepy bastard.
You're our main guy for that.
And, I mean, Terry, you've helped us out a bunch of times. You have one of the top interviews of the year on our podcast.
And, which Ryan, one is it? Because I might have just listened to it.
Which one is it?
You and Jessica, we did an interview with.
That one I did listen to.
And then we did another one at GeekeryCon.
Yeah, because the one of her and Jessica, they just talk about fries a lot.
Yeah.
Our fries are really good.
They are.
Not arguing. You just talk about them a lot for a podcast.
I didn't even know who she was at the time. My sister said, interview Terry. Like, okay.
Better double
shot. And Ryan, you know, thanks for all the work, all the photos, and all the shows you've helped us out with. And
sure, it's always been a blast.
Expect more in 2016.
For sure.
And Sean Lafferty, you've been on once before. I think you were on our Niagara Falls review once.
Yeah. Actually, I bumped into you at the Niagara Falls Comic Con a couple of years ago.
Yep. And of course, the lovely Sarah.
The lovely Sarah.
Who, you've taken us to different things this year.
And yes.
You were there when we interviewed the guy from Wayne's World.
Yeah, that was cool. That was very cool.
So, what? Oh,
Stray. She's saving things.
Stray hair. The savior.
The savior is
strong. All right. So, you know, Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks for listening to the show.
Merry Christmas.
See you next year.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.